So here we are, gathering for a last meeting in Egypt. If you feel, you may gently close your eyes, or as you feel to do in this moment, you may even want to place your hand or in your heart, or keep the awareness around the heart center. Let that space of peacefulness, of stillness, of compassion, of joy, of clarity, of appreciation, of tranquility, of love, feel you, feel your entire body expanding into your field, your Merkaba, your vehicle of light, your multidimensional field that extends and touches and mingles with all those around you right now, around the circular tables, as we are all in a circle, always in a circle of love. Even the lights from the arrangement they put in this room, going around in a circle, in beautiful colors, reminding us of our light as the flower of light and love that we are. Slow a bit your breath. Let your mind rest. Let the tensions and thoughts of the last few hours that we have traveled here rest. Go deeper into your heart, into that sweet center that connects you to your soul, and to the one soul that we all are part of. Even we are in a ballroom of an hotel, not too far from the airport, not too far from here is Giza, which not too long ago, we had many profound experiences there. And you can call upon those that comes to you from there and from the entire tour we had. Just allowing some of the sweet memories to fill you up of this journey. See some of these places, the sites, the temples, in your mind, in the mind of your heart, in the mind of your field and energy. As we are there now, as always, everything is in the now, in the circle. We can always access everything. Anchoring it even more in this last meeting on our tour, which really isn't an end, but a continuation. Continuation of our journey, of our lives. And the gifts, and the messages, and the reflections, and the revelations, and the new understandings the new awareness, the vibrations and frequencies, and another level of consciousness that we all created on this journey that will take you to new places from here on, to new beginning, a truly new beginning for yourself and for those that are in your life, the closest ones to you, your loved ones at home that awaits you, and the new loved ones that you will create in your life. See their love for you and for your journey, and see your love reflected back to them. For the soul family extend to the entire earth, everyone on their own unique journey in this lifetime and other lifetimes and other lifetimes and other lifetimes. Breathe and expand even more. For there is no beginning and there is no end. Always in a circle, always in a circle, always in a circle of love.
Zotis, good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you with your radiant light, your heart, your divine presence. We have to say, our vessel Marilyn has put, we've talked to people in Peru, we've talked to people in Machu Picchu, we've talked to people in Bimini, we've talked to people in all kinds of places, but we've never talked to anyone with a cobra on our head. we've had pajamas, but not cobras. Our vessel Marilyn says to leave it there because it messes the dew, you know. Oh, beings, you arrived here with this divine leadership, sharing their wisdom, sharing their knowledge, sharing their heart and soul. And you, again, sharing yours as well. You have found your people. You have found your tribe. You have found your wisdom as it has come within you. You have encountered the gods and goddesses and the ordinary people that created them. You have encountered the temples of the ancients. And you have encountered your own soul as you stood in places of familiarity. As you turned a corner and realized you have been there before. As you looked upon the Nile and thought, it seems wider now than it was, or narrower, or you don't remember those buildings there. You see, your soul recognizes those places you have been, and it anchors in that vibrational energy that is coming deep within you. You arrived in one way, and each of you do leave in another. You see, your DNA has been shifted a bit. The connection of you is enlightened with each grain of sand that you invoke, that you walk upon, that you bring into your hand and let it glisten as you drop it back to the earth. You are the guardians of this planet. You know this. You are the spiritual teachers of this planet. You know this. You are the healers of this planet. You know this. You are the illuminated ones of this planet. You know this. Yet what is it that you do not know? Take a deep breath. For all is still there, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. So go into that meditation, go into that stillness in your heart, and bring forth the teachings of your soul. As you look at your pictures, all thousands of them, eh? And you remember the fun and the laughter, the meals, and the meals, and the meals. The wisdom of our dear friend Kryon and Elon, our guides, and the wisdom of the person sitting next to you. And then something unexpected happens. Huh? And you never know what will come about. Maybe you have a hotel room, maybe you don't. You never know. Maybe you have the glimpse of the Nile and you see something floating by in the Nile and realize that it is a part of a branch, a tree that has fallen to give you a gift of sight. You see, when unexpected things happen, you get the opportunity to step into your own presence and your own power. Yes? When unexpected things happen, you get the opportunity to maybe wear a cobra on your head and do a little jig. Huh? So you see, that energy and that vibration is you stepping truly into your power. Not power of the almighty being with the ego, but power of the stillness, of the love that radiates from your heart because of your presence, that radiates from your essence because you are stepping into your mission. Sekhmet on our council asked you to step up to the plate, to step into your life, to step into your vision. We reinforce that. Isis asked you to open your heart to the love that Iset has for you. We implore you not to step backward. Place your left foot forward and step into your life. And know that if you feel as though you can be knocked over, it is just feedback. It is just a part of your journey. And this journey that you are on is magnificent. You are carrying forth the wisdom of the ancients by all that you are sharing. When you return home, understand that when you return home, you are different than when you left. So release your expectations of how you think people are going to respond to you. They will ask you, oh, what did you do? How was it? How can you say, I helped my soul evolve, huh? And you will start to tell them stories and they'll get glassy-eyed and then tell you about their vacation, huh? For there's no words that can explain the transformation that has happened within each of you in the past few weeks. We ask you to journal about it, to explore it, to look into your heart and see who you are now as we have stripped away that excess. We've stripped away some of that energy that simply no longer serves. So you can indeed be truly you. We honor you. We ask you to ask yourself who you are now. What are you bringing to this planet? What service are you providing? You know, sometimes you can be of service without standing on the street corner and putting a big box up there and doing something very wild. Sometimes that service is just to smile to each individual that you encounter and accept them for them. So we ask you, what service are you providing as guardians of this planet? How are you being of assistance to the love of God, no matter what you call God, within you? How are you acknowledging that? You have been given tool after tool after tool after tool after tool in the past few weeks, and questioned lots, and then been given the answers. The answers are there, dearest beings of light. All for your taking. And remember, when the antithesis starts showing up, when things feel like they are pushing against that divine flow of you in your elevated spiritual world, know that it is just the contrast to help you appreciate what you have here now. I ask you to take a deep breath and feel this family, and anchor this feeling into a particular part of your body. Touch a part of your body, no matter where it is. It may be your head, your knee, your shoulder, whatever. And tap it with the intention to anchor in this feeling that you have right now in Egypt. Breathe into it. You know, intention is everything, yes? Everything is possible. So now, when you feel like you're a bit lost, or you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, touch that spot, and Egypt will return to you. Breathe into it. Test it, huh? You see, we are all connected. We are all together. We are all one. And for that, we are grateful. We love you deeply. We see you. We see your heart. We see your soul. And we are with you always, with Cobra or without, huh? We honor you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you've just come across this message, it is the last one for this tour of Egypt 2019. I sit before the attendees who know it is the last meeting. Dear ones, I'm going to ask you just for a few moments to step back. Now, that is a phrase I use that asks you to step away for a moment, just to step away from everything you believe or have been told, or even hold dear to yourself, just for a moment. In order to have a quiet time of reflection, and in these moments where you may step away, that is when you receive new information, intuition. Sometimes these meetings, these last meetings, I tell my partner, don't record them, because they're personal and they're sweet and they're meaningful to those in the chairs who have gone through weeks with each other. It is personal. Think of the things that some of you have gone through. But in all that you have gone through personally, I want you to reflect on what you've gone through together. And that's going to be the subject. You've stood perhaps before the group and shared and wept with feelings you don't understand because you were moved by what you saw. Some of you feel perhaps you've been here or not, but you're not really absolutely 100% sure. Step away. But you felt something. And when a human being feels something, they often then relate it to what they're in front of or where they are or the situation. And that develops also something else, an empathy, a togetherness, a coherence with one another. You start to look at each other perhaps a little differently. All of the countries that you've come from, the thousands of miles, the oceans, the deserts, the land that you've crossed to get here, have meant that you arrived here on purpose, that you have been planning for this time, and it finds you in the chair right now. Step away. But what I'm about to say, could it be there's something larger going on that you'll never understand? As a human, you will never understand this. Step away. Last night, I invited you to think for a moment of what you've seen in Egypt. And so many of you had said, well, I've seen the history of this great land. And I reminded you, well, actually, you didn't see the history. You learned of it from the guides. That what you saw in the hieroglyphics, temple after temple after temple, what you saw wasn't really the history. It was pictures of magic, of light, of a belief that they all carried in this ancient land. What you really saw was the enlightenment they wanted to share of what they believed. A God of light that was for all. And the main focus was the afterlife. That's what you saw. Step away. On the walls, there was something special if you noticed, if you paid attention. The ancients, over 5,000 years ago, carefully etched into the walls the idea that there is part of you that is not you, an essence of you that goes with you, perhaps a bubble that carries something. And dear ones, that was their belief, intuitively, that there's more than the biology. There's a soul. Now, you can call this anything you want to. Step away. For all of your belief systems will identify it and name it and give you the steps, but step away for just a moment and listen. All those years ago, all those dynasties in those ancient, precious, pure years, they talked about the things that we talk about today. For that to happen, dear ones, that had to be intuitive information that the human receives at some level. We invited you to examine belief system after belief system on this planet. What is the prime focus of a Muslim, of a Christian, of a Buddhist, of a Hindu, of an Israeli? What is the prime focus? They have something in common. It's the afterlife. Have you thought about this? That has to be intuitive. If you go back and examine the indigenous of this planet, you can go back more years than you think we've been here as a guiding light for you, or you've been here, and you will still find human beings that believe in the afterlife. In order for this to happen, for most of the earth to have some intuition, there's got to be truth behind it. Do you understand this? Step away. Don't label it. There's something higher than you with your name on it. And there are those who say, well, where is this higher thing that's you? There is no where in a multidimensional space. If you ask, where is God? The answer is yes. And that's confusing. In every atom, in every cell of your body, that's where God is. The soul, therefore, becomes something that humans have in common. And no matter what the belief system, they know that it's quite different from their biology, and it's a vehicle that's going to take with them something that they have, a consciousness, whatever it is, into that place that you know comes after death. I'll say this again, there is no sting in death. You're passing through to something far, far larger, more grand, and bigger than any of you can imagine. That's the first step. Is there a soul? Do you believe it? Most of humanity does. At this section of time, in 2019, the estimates from those who study these belief systems say that 85% of the almost 7 billion people on this planet believe in the afterlife. That tells you it's more than wishful thinking. It's built in. If you were born and somehow were orphaned and were on an island and somehow made it and were raised perhaps just by the elements and were alone as you grew up, I guarantee that as you looked at the sun and the water and the trees and the animals all around you, you would know you had a soul. That's how intuitive it is. You'd be one with the earth. You'd relate to the sun and the stars and the moon, just like the ancients did. It's part of you. That's question one. Do you believe in the soul? Question two has no answer. Not really, because it is far beyond that which any human being can conceive of. This is not an insult to your intellect, dear ones. It is a statement of fact. You can only think so high. And the issue of the soul and what is beyond life is so grand, you cannot even touch the surface of what is there. All you know, it is beautiful. All you know, from the ancients till today, it is a place that is better than this one. It is a place that perhaps is filled with love and compassion, and you don't really understand what you do there or how it works. Step away for just a moment. Not what you've been told, but what you feel in your heart right now. Question two. In all of this that you don't understand, and all of the billions or trillions of souls, do you think for a moment there might be a benevolent plan involved? Step away. If you were the creator and you went to the trouble of the creation of souls in your love for this planet, that lets you touch the Creator while you were here. When you're balanced, dear ones, that's the communication. That's the channel. And we said this, through your intuition, you can feel that. Through your meditations and your stillness, all over the planet, meditating, praying on a regular basis, touching, perhaps, the face of God, that is the prime directive, is it not? You're the Creator. If you create all this, is there a plan? Could it be that it's not all about the afterlife? Could it be that it's really about your soul? Then, now, in the future, right now. And if that is so, and there is a plan, let me give you a hint about what that plan might be. That plan is to have a confluence of love and compassion for each other. As you bump into each other, seemingly by accident, you start to see it and feel it. How many of you have gone away, will go away, with friends that are deeper than friends that you met right here? How many? How many of you have been able to look into the eyes of strangers with another language than yours and see the love that they have for one another and their family or you? How many of you have stepped away and broken the barriers of belief systems and said, I know you don't believe what I believe, but boy, I feel you. I feel the love you have and the compassion. You're a good person. That's what happens when you step away from the linearity of what you've been told about this works this way or that works that way. And you start to understand there's a plan. All of you met the guides. And they met you. What do you think? Some of you will take them home in your hearts, not what they said. You saw more than their education. Perhaps some of them even told you of their family. And you realized that they're professionals and there's a plan. And you realized that they know a lot of things about Egypt, but oh, there is a plan. And above all of this, perhaps more than you will ever understand or know, you are not here by accident, and neither are they. Oh, they work this with group after group after group after group, but you're seeing them differently, aren't you? Because your souls are bumping together in a way that creates a confluence and starts a teaching that I have been giving you for 30 years. This planet eventually will have a confluence of souls bumping together and starting to see each other at a higher level. And the barriers will start to reduce themselves of separation between belief systems or countries. And I gave that to you last night. Hard as it may seem to believe, this already has begun on the planet. And slowly it continues. This is a tour to Egypt. And at the linear level, it is a tour organized, and you're here. And you've seen temple after temple, and you've eaten a lot. That's the linearity of it. But what if there was more? You come together in a way that you create a balance and a confluence. You'll never think the same thing about this land. If you've never been here, you will go away, and the Nile will have touched you. And the belief of the ancients of the life of this Nile will have touched you. Perhaps in the walls, their description of the beauty of their afterlife and the inclusion of all, and their consistency of teaching through hundreds of years will make an impact on you. And when somebody says, may you always drink from the Nile, you will smile and realize that's not physical. That is a grand metaphor that will bring you right back to this place where you celebrate the life that is here, that the ancients saw, that has been preserved on the walls the best they can, of something very special. And you will know there is a plan. And then there are always those who will say, well, Crine, he didn't answer the question, what's the plan? And the answer is yes. Know this. This plan includes you, your name, in this place right now, having experienced something with the others that is remarkable. And it has to do with enlightenment and balance and the growth of your humanism at a time when it's very much needed right now. Go from this place different. Go from this place more intelligent than you were before about cultures you hadn't seen before, or what it means to step away. We're coming back to this land. And when we do, and you listen to the channels, they're going to be the same. Honoring the ancients, honoring the divine feminine, reminding people that the ancients were very clever to have built what they did as humans, to have had the healing that they did, and the remarkable progressiveness that they did, that some of us are just learning about today. You're in the right place at the right time if you didn't know that. Look at people differently. Indeed, may each of you always drink from the Nile. That's a metaphor. And so it is.